and handcuffed him there. And took him to jail, where he now sits. And he sits, he cannot be bailed because he is on a probation hold for similar kinds of charges from the past. Chris is a man who sleeps in his van. He has no other legal place to sleep. He sleeps outside, and he regularly gets tickets for doing so. Again, under the same sleeping ban that I encourage you all to stay up on Monday night to protest, Monday night and Tuesday morning, and don't sleep tonight night. We are kind of winding toward the end of the hour. I have still have Mike Smith in the studio with us. And Mike, do you have any upcoming meetings of this group that is, I guess, maybe a number of organizations are following it, but is there one main group, and is there a number people can call, and is there an upcoming meeting time?
Well, the meetings seem to be taking place weekly now. Next one will be coming up next week. We don't know the day or time yet, but I'll certainly be going down to Seaside to attend. For any update of information, they can reach me at the Peace and Freedom Party phone number at 688-4268, which has a message machine and a fax number. That's 688-4268, Peace and Freedom Party, telephone, fax, and message machine. So I'll try to keep your listening audience and you updated as to any future meetings and what's happening with this particular case. Thank you very much, Robert.
Sure. Thank you, Mike. And I know you also have a real genuine interest in ongoing prison corporate complex. That is, you brought some literature with you on that. We're hoping at another time you can, you know, maybe do a show on it. I see a book, The Selling of America, Selling spelled C-E-L-L-I-N-G, which you brought with you. Thanks a lot for coming in and leaving all this literature with us. And don't go away. I want to grab you before you leave. You're tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz, 96.3 FM. This is Free Radio Santa Cruz, as long as we can remain free. Stations are falling all around us like flies, and we're still here. I encourage every member of the collective to get her or his butt to the meeting tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And if you are interested in being supportive, give a call to our voicemail line at 427-4523, 427-4523, to see what you can do to keep this station on the air. Because believe me, I would never be able to do the show that I'm doing today. Mike Smith would never be able to speak out the way he is. You would not hear interviews with Carol Denny, Keith McHenry, people on the streets in San Jose, Berkeley, San Diego, Prescott, Arizona, and elsewhere. That just doesn't happen. KUSP is too busy being politically correct. KSCO is too busy catering to local militias. And KZSC is, it's a student operation which has, I guess, what, 3 or 4 hours of really public programming. It's mostly a little exercise for students to play with in many cases. Though, you know, we take what we can get in terms of the amount of operation we can get off the air. A lot of stuff we haven't been able to do. I was going to do a critique of Reverend Wiley Drake. I didn't mention this. He's the preacher who, on the one hand, has stood up for homeless people in his church, and on the other, has gay-bashed badly and led the Southern Baptists to a boycott of Disneyland and Walt Disney products. He's a very controversial, contradictory figure, and I was going to do interview one of his critics. I have interviewed one of his critics. I was going to play that interview. We have a long interview with David Silva, which unfortunately we will not be able to play, but I hope we've gotten the gist of it out to you, which is the meeting at 2, or is it 3 or 3:30 at the library of the Hate Task Force today, the Hate Crimes Task Force. Go on down there and ask them. They should know. You'll see Mike wandering around looking for the same meeting. And then it's 7 tonight, and I think is it 500 Chestnut? I'm not sure, but it's the Alliance for Democracy and the Beach Flats Working Group. It's Chestnut and Walnut Streets in the kind of the government building complex. Just go in there and start shouting until you find the right meeting. That's to deal with the realities of Canfieldism in the city council. I mean, is it the Canfield City Council or what? It's hard to tell. Actually, it's not so hard to tell, unfortunately. There is a city council meeting as well. Now, I believe we have a similar problem here. I believe it's at 7 o'clock at night. But again, to be sure, you should call 429-3550. The same right after you make your call, leaving a message on the line telling the city council to wake up and pass a law that makes it legal for poor people to sleep at night and to cover up with blankets at 429-3550. You can also leave them a message asking for the times of their next city council meeting. And in fact, you can find that out. If you go down to the library today, there will be an agenda in the library. The library is open on Sundays between 12 and 4, or is it 12 and 5? Anyway, it's certainly between 12 and 4. Anyway, in the afternoon, you'll be able to go to the main branch of the library and get that kind of information. And the city clerk's office is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 through 5, I believe. So there are ways to get this information if you're interested in following it. And I hope you are. We may actually... I'm going to play one very brief interview with a woman. I usually do interviews with people who are counterculture, punk culture, gothic culture, alcoholic culture, you name it. Groups that don't get a lot of play in the mainstream who are homeless. Well, as a sort of a change of pace for our final interview here today, we're going to play for you someone who actually is pretty middle class, but who is homeless, and who actually has been on the streets homeless in Santa Cruz. Her name is Debbie. I ran into her at the coffee roasting company, the same coffee roasting company apparently where Chris Brozda was arrested. And you get to hear a little bit of the other side of the homeless issue, and again, another segment of the homeless population. So here we are in the coffee roasting company. It's about 15 to 8 on April 6th in the evening, and chowing down over a hot bowl of veggie soup and a toasted sesame bagel is Debbie. Hi, Debbie.
Hi.
You're 6 months, but when you got here, you were homeless.
Yeah, for a little while I was.
And what did that mean? Did you sleep in your car? Did you crash on people's couches? What was that
like? Actually, the HCRC down at Coral Street really helped me out a lot. And community of Santa Cruz is great, helped me out. I stayed at the River Street Shelter, and then I also stayed on the church satellite group they have going on down there.
And how long did this looks pretty good?
It's really good.
Very colorful here, the bagel with cream cheese and onion and tomato. My recommendation for a cheapo chow down.
This is pretty inexpensive too.
It looks good. I think I might try it.
$2.81.
It needs garlic. This is only $1.89.
Oh, well, you beat me.
I beat you, man.
By 90 cents.
So, how long were you homeless?
Let me see. Well, I have to count on my fingers. Let's see. I was only homeless 3 months.
And how did that change? You just got work and you got...
Well, I got a job because I'm a waitress. You know, and I've been a waitress for a long time, like in Vegas. So I had experience. HCRC helped me. Mike Lucas helped me get my resume together. And I got some work clothes together down out of donation boxes. And also the thrift stores with a couple white work shirts. And I was able to shower. Like, I'd leave River Street in the morning, and I was able to take my shower over at the HCRC. And get ready for work, and I had my car, so I was able to drive to work. So I worked at
the... Oh, you were homeless at work?
No, I didn't tell them. No way, I didn't tell them.
And are you still working there?
Well, Romeo's only lasted about a month, and then now I'm working at Amanda's Cafe in Watsonville. And I've been there 3 months, and I really like it a lot.
Step in and ask for Debbie's in Amanda's Cafe, but don't expect a free lunch.
Well, now if you're with me and we go in together, you can get a free lunch.
I'll be seeing you in Watsonville there, Debbie.
Yeah.
So, did you ever sleep illegally in your car?
I never had to sleep in my car. I slept at some friend's house a couple, you know, like here and there, like someone let me sit on their couch a couple times.
You never slept in your vehicle?
Never had to sleep in my vehicle because I didn't want to, first of all. And, you know, it was cold, you know. And second of all, I really didn't have the need to.
How about in Las Vegas? Were you always housed there?
I have lots of family there. Yeah, I was always housed.
You left because of that, when you shot your brother? Was that the...
No, actually I broke up with a boyfriend.
I see. You just have to get out of town.
Yeah, well, in more ways than one, yeah. I mean, not in a bad sense, but in a good sense.
To move on to the next community.
Yeah. Yeah, right. And Santa Cruz is much more my community than Vegas ever was.
Is there barefoot in bell bottoms?
Yeah, so to speak.
I'm going to let you eat your soup now, but I want to thank you for giving us this brief vignette, Debbie.
Thank you very much.
And I want to thank you, audience, for being with us for Bathrob Spears Broadsides, the June 28th version. Join us on Thursday for the 6 o'clock, two-hour version of Bathrob Spears Broadsides, as long as we can continue on the air. And again, as I said, I'm perennially threatening to go off the air, and hopefully will as soon as I can get it together to do so. You get addicted to this kind of stuff. Thanks for being with us. And again, for more information on any of the numbers or times of any kind of meetings, give a call to 423-HUFF, 423-4833. And if you have any stories you want broadcast on the air, on my show, leave me a message at 423-HUFF.
You know, women walk more determined than they ever have. Women walk with a stronger stride than they ever did before. Take a look, sisters and brothers, 'cause you're gonna find you've got another kind of woman who will ask a lot and give a lot and live a whole lot. Traditions, and sometimes we wanna give up, but we gotta keep going, gotta keep on growing, 'cause love ain't gonna let us die. You know we owe it to each other to grow as wise as we can get, and we'll get to the end, my sister and friend. We haven't seen the best of it yet. We can say, you hurt me a lot, love for you, babe, and we're always been scars. I love to learn about love and everything it's made of. We gotta know just who we are, you know.
Women walk more determined than they ever have. Women walk with a stronger stride than they ever did before. Take a look, sisters and brothers, 'cause you're gonna find you've got another kind of woman.
Some great opening music via thanks to Mr. Robert Morse. Quite an interesting show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. This is Reckless, and you are tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz. My show is called Fucking It Up in a Fuck Society with Music and Issues for Brainwashed Children. Coming up after my show from 4 to 5, we have Utah Phillips, Loafer's Glory, Hobo Jungle of the Mind. From 5 to 6, we have Alternative Radio, a new one that has not been aired. Which I'm sorry to say has been happening. We've been re-airing some tapes because Free Radio Santa Cruz has been evicted. Although we have not been seized, we're not planning on being seized. We have been evicted from our space. So if anybody knows of a space that we could broadcast from, a garage, whatever, would be preferable, contact us at 427-4523 so we can continue our right to civil disobedience on these airwaves. Civil disobedience, we're not hurting anyone with our airwaves. Only other humans can tune in, and they can tune out if they don't like what they're hearing. We're not interfering with any other stations on the spectrum. There's no reason why the people of Santa Cruz should not be able to choose to have us on the air. That's what I'm going to try to do, or we, rather, I'm going to try to get people to help me to do, is to get a petition going in support of Free Radio, saying that we are acting in the public interest, so that when or if we do get busted or get even cease and desist order, or if they harass us in any way, I consider it harassment. And so to Steal This Radio, which is on the Lower East Side of Manhattan in New York City, they are bringing suit against the FCC. In fact, about six programmers and one listener are the plaintiffs in a case called Free Speech versus the FCC. So listeners and programmers have gotten together to bring suit against these three defendants: Janet Reno, the Attorney General, the United States Justice Department, and the FCC. Free Radio Santa Cruz has been following the cases of several micro radio stations across the country, WPPR, who has been seized, who the ACLU said they were going to take the case pro bono, meaning free, and then after they were seized, decided that it was an unwinnable case and dropped the suit, so the ACLU were pussies and backed out, and also the Dunifer case in Berkeley. We've been following these cases, hoping to learn more from other cases that are going on, so that when the time comes that we may need to have a case, we know what the fuck is going on, and we know what to do, and we know how to fight back and stand up without losing. I personally feel, I don't necessarily feel we need to win low-powered licensing, although that would be great. Class D license, for example, which they have not issued Class D licenses for a very long time. And they have only had two waivers of licensing ever since 1934, since the Communications Act was put in. And so, you know, we've been watching these cases to make sure that we know what's going on. So when it comes time to stand up, I don't necessarily want to win in court. If we can stay out of court, I think that's the best thing to do. But I don't want to lose either. And losing to me means going off the air. So we're not going to go off the air. I'm going to play a tune, get my shit together a little bit, got some stuff to read for you guys, got some great music to play. Also, as I said, have three really good shows coming up after mine. We have first, Utah Phillips, Loafer's Glory, Hobo Jungle of the Mind. Second, Alternative Radio. And third, the third one-hour program is Sound Celebrating Resistance, which is some really cool tunes that you should check out. There is a slot in between the end of my slot, 4 o'clock to 7, that is 3 hours, and I like to use those 3 hours to inform you guys as much as possible. So stay tuned for that coming up after my show. We are fucking it up in a fuck society with music and issues for brainwashed children. If you guys want to give me a call, this is Reckless. If you want to give me a call in the station, you want to talk about anything, got any news reports, got any shows upcoming. If you want to tell me how Pride was, how was Pride? I bet a lot of people are still up there celebrating Pride. The Dyke March, though, was yesterday, and if anybody's out there that went to the Dyke March, tell me how it was. Tell me what happened and who was there and all that kind of good shit, and we'll get on to playing some tunes and having some issues for y'all brainwashed children. Spit out your Prozac. It's time, boys and girls. This is the Humpers on Freak Radio.
Suicide, but
Yes, freaks, you are tuned to Freak Radio. This is Reckless. What's this stuff? What's this stuff right here? Oh, sounds like some Crash Worship. You like Crash Worship? I like Crash Worship. Don't Eat Food Not Bombs, it's happening right now at the town clock. And we have a caller. Let's see, get this caller on the air. Hello, Freak Radio.
Hi, could you take me off the air?
Oh, sure.
What else do you like about Free Radio?
I like the talk shows and I like the news clippings or the news recordings or
Yeah, we try to do at least like 30% of our programming or 40% dedicated to getting information out there that other radio stations don't seem to want to get out there as often and as much as we do. Like the prison industrial complex, making contacts and Counterspin, like you can hear the new Counterspin every Wednesday. I come in and do a show then too, called A Beautiful Day in Hell. I don't know how much you tune in or how long have you been listening to Free Radio Santa Cruz, just recently or?
Few months. This last year, I think.
Yeah.
I've known about you, Free Radio, since the mid-90s, I guess. Around several years now. I've recently, within the last year, paid more attention to you guys.
Yeah, we've been trying to get stronger. We have about 30 programmers now. Actually, today I was going to go through our new schedule because we have new schedules out, and I want to make sure everybody knows that we have a lot more live programming in here that we used to have. Sometimes our tape stops in the middle. Our loop machine, which is what we put most of our news broadcasts in, sometimes it stops in the middle and we'll get dead air. And I just want to let people know, since we're on the air right now, just let people know that. In case that happens, don't worry, free radio isn't going anywhere, at least not for a while, so that's just when dead air happens. When we're off the air, it sounds like just fuzz, but if you hear just dead air, that's because our tape stopped, and hopefully somebody will be down to fix it. But yeah, I enjoy a lot of our news programming, too. I've learned a lot through free radio. Dean, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. So, would you write us a letter of support? Or actually, we're going to try and get a petition started so that if we do get busted, because since what's been going on with the other stations across the country, we're kind of trying to learn from them and learn from their mistakes. And if it comes in fact that we do have to go to court with this thing, we want to be able to have a lot of public support. Would you sign a petition for us?
I'll get one out
to you, and if you know anybody else that would want to sign it.
If I can sign a petition, I will.
Yeah,
that'd
be cool. Did you want to hear anything special today? Do you like my show? Do you listen to my show? Or do you listen to Morgan's show? Or do you just turn it on whenever?
I just turn it on whenever, but I don't know when your Morgan show is, but you...
I believe he's Saturday from 2 to 4.
Used to be on Fridays, right?
Yeah, Fridays, actually. Actually, you're right. It's Fridays 2 to 4, and then Dan used to have a show, but they kind of took over that show, too. And, like, it's like a group of people from them that cover Saturdays and Fridays from 2 to 4.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's the young punk kids hours. Fridays and Saturdays afternoon. Yeah, I have another DJ here with me in the station, Merlin, who does a show on Tuesdays from 4 to 7. He's kind of like our classical, like our oldies, kind of not oldies, but classic rock. Yeah, like old school rock and roll guy. Have you ever heard his show?
Very little.
Yeah, it's Tuesdays. He took over Tuesdays from 4 to 7. He took over Crispy's show. She used to do a show called the 6 to 9 variety show. But,
Can I get free concert tickets?
Yeah, he gives away free concert tickets.
Oh.
So, actually, Dean, I'm going to go ahead and play some tunes and get you off the air and get your address so I can send out a petition to you. If you know anybody else that would want to sign it, that would be cool.
All right. I'm
trying to gain that public support. Anything else you wanted to talk about on the air?
Not really.
Okay, that's cool. Just checking. All right, you are tuned to Free Radio Santa Cruz 96.3 with one of our devoted listeners. Thank you so much for calling.
Beach Radio, Santa Cruz, 96.3. I don't even know what the fuck we're listening to. Been talking to Dean on the phone, a listener. He's very happy that we're here. And we're very happy that he's here, because we wouldn't really be here without listeners now, would we? So we are listening to some crap. I don't know, some whatever's in the CD player. Got some nice little tidbits out of this magazine that was left in the station. Little tidbits. Want some tidbits? I have tidbits. Zany Evangelist, this is called Robertson's Foot Finds Mouth Again. Zany Evangelist media persona Pat Robertson has done it again. This time it's Muslims who are righteously outraged. On his own The 700 Club TV show, Robertson said, quote, to see Americans become followers of, quote, Islam is nothing short of insanity. The Islamic people, the Arabs, were the ones who captured Africans, put them in slavery, and sent them to America as slaves, which is obviously not true. Eschewing for a moment Robertson's tenuous grasp of historical fact, Minhad Awad, executive director of the Council on America-Islamic Relations, said, quote, Mr. Robertson's hate-filled remarks fit a pattern of demonization of Islam and Muslims we see growing in strength in this country. It also fits another American pattern, ignorance. That was from the Washington Post, November of 97. This is another thing going on here called anti-Social Security. Social Security changes wrought by passage of the 1996 welfare law and President Clinton's resulting tough new standards have trimmed or eliminated benefits for many disabled children. Worse, Social Security officials and information sources have misled parents with erroneous information on appeal rights, even the agency's toll-free telephone line. The new regulations give parents 60 days to appeal, with all filings due within the first 10 days in order to receive checks during the appeal process. But hundreds of parents reported to the Social Security Administration that they got the wrong information or could not get the necessary forms from SSA officials. Among the children denied benefits are children suffering from multiple impairments, including severe mental retardation, diabetes, cerebral palsy, and even AIDS. Some Republicans, including Louisiana Representative Jim McCreary, lauded the agency's exemplary job for trimming the budget, but Democrats and moderate Republicans who haven't lost their minds criticized the agency's efforts. Newly appointed Social Security Commissioner Kenneth S. Apfel promised a full report in the coming weeks. That comes from the New York Times from 1197. So there you have it. Things are happening out there, whether you know it or not. Robertson's sticking his foot in his mouth, and somebody's making a phone call while I'm on the air. That's a nice thing. I also have a schedule going on, a new schedule of all our amazing amounts of programmers, amazing amounts of people that care, that have become involved in free radio. I'm going to start off with Monday, Skidmark in the morning. You can hear Skidmark in the morning. And then from 10 to 11, you can hear Alternative Radio News Program. From 11 a.m. to 5:30, we have various live programming. Sometimes 007 and Slinky show up, sometimes they don't. From 5:30 to 7:30, we have Nico and Dustin, emo and punk. It's called Save the Fucking Children. And they open and close their show with that song. From 7:30 to 9, we have Resist Locally with Feel Free, Local Issues of Resistance. From 9 to 10, we have Sounds Celebrating Resistance, which I'm also going to play after my show just today. But you can hear that every Monday from 9 to 10 after Phil's show, Resist Locally. Sounds Celebrating Resistance, a very good show that we get from San Francisco, I believe. 11 to 1 a.m., we have Pepe in here. New Wave Latin Mixes and Oldies. Pepe does a really good show, all in Espanol, for our Spanish speakers out there. Tuesday, from 9 to 10, you can hear Alternative Radio. You can pretty much every morning on Free Radio Santa Cruz hear some kind of news. Every morning on Free Radio Santa Cruz, you can hear some kind of news. That's because we're interested in acting in the public interest. We are interested in educating ourselves and others through this low-powered micro radio station. That's what we're here for, boys and girls. Tuesday, 9 to 10, Alternative Radio News Program, always something different. 10 to 2, we have various loops. 2 to 4, Underground Revolution. A guy named Joe just started doing a death metal